The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Wednesday edition of the William Hill Racing Podcast with me, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to say I'm joined by Sean Quinn ahead of today's podcast. So Sean, always great to see you. Not seen you for about a week or so. Are you keeping well?
Yeah, I'm all right, Bobby. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Did you enjoy the William Hill St. Ledger Festival on Town Moor?
I enjoyed it immensely. I was lucky enough to go racing on the Wednesday. We had a runner. El Astronaut was just beaten in the Scarborough Stakes, which was frustrating, but he ran yet another good race, so you can't help but be pleased with the horse. He's been mightily consistent. And then I watched the remainder of the meeting from either the William Hill TV studio or at home. I watched Saturday's racing at home. I thought it was a fantastic day, and of course it was a real treat for punters on Saturday, I thought, because you had the Doncaster meeting, and it dovetailed nicely into the Leopardstown meeting, which was sort of almost a twilight meeting, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. With the racing starting a little bit later in the afternoon. But yeah, you top class action both sides of the Irish Sea. I thought that the Ledger was a well up to scratch race. Kew Gardens looks an excellent stayer, but Aidan O'Brien wasn't necessarily committed to going down the staying route with him. He says he feels and he hopes he might be a horse that could win a Group 1 at a mile and a half. Mm. The addition of Lati Dar to the race certainly added to it, and I thought she looked like she stayed, but to me she was maybe just beaten fair and square on the day. But it was still quite an ask for her, wasn't it? Because she's so lightly raced. She's come a long, long way in a short period of time. It was only her fourth start.
I think Lati Dar, is she not going to turn up in the fillies and mares race on Champions Day, which I believe that's a mile and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that would make perfect sense. There was talk of her going for the arc. I don't know, has that been shelved completely? But you'd have thought, based on Saturday's run, she'll struggle to beat her stablemate in Able anyway. And her best chance of winning a Group 1 this year might well come at Ascot on Champions Day.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see how she unfolds for the rest of the season and going into next year as well. As we say, last week it was the William Hill St. Ledger Festival. This week it's the William Hill Air Goal Cup up in Scotland. Has your dad got anything running in the Air Goal Cup or the William Hill Silver Cup or the Bronze Cup?
Well, of course, the way it works, you enter for the Gold Cup and then you get allotted into whichever race you run in based on your rating. So if you miss the cup for the Gold Cup, you still have a chance to run for a nice prize. You slide either into the Silver Cup or the Bronze Cup. So we have entries in it. There's nothing that's going to get into the Gold Cup though, Bobby. And in truth, our runners up at Ayr this week have probably been scuppered by the very, very heavy ground that they're going to have. We're not going to be running a huge amount up there. But I'd have thought Captain Jameson will either run in the Bronze Cup or the Silver Cup. It looks at this stage more likely that it'll be the Bronze Cup on Friday, but we'll just have to see. Who knows how many defections we'll have with the soft ground, or the heavy ground, I should say, coming. But you know, you have to feel a little bit for Ayr Racecourse. They lost the meeting last year when the rains came and the track just didn't take it. I hope we don't get anything like that this week. I've heard nothing to suggest that we will, but it is going to be very testing ground. Captain Jameson is a horse who probably wants quite testing ground. He's run well through the summer, but might have just struggled a little bit on drier ground at times. So we'll definitely take our chance with him. We're on a horse on the first day of the meeting, Bodacious Name, who I don't think can have it soft enough. So that wouldn't be a worry for him. And then we have a few entries for Air Gold Cup Day. the likes of Misty Rock and so forth. But well, a nice two-year-old called Balance of Powers in the nursery. But I think both horses will want better ground, so we mightn't be represented at Ayr on Saturday. But we've got entries all over the country, and hopefully we'll have runners that day at Chelmsford, at Newbury, at Catterick, and Wolverhampton. So there's still plenty of action for us ourselves. Sadly, not up at the Ayr Gold Cup meeting though, because it's one of Dad's favourites, and he always likes to try and take up a decent little team, but it's just the way it is this year. It hasn't worked out that way.
Looking ahead to the action on Wednesday, Sean, your selections, please. I believe you've picked two races out at Sandown.
Got the third and the fourth race on the card, Bobby. The 2:40 and the 3:15. The first of them is a 7-furlong conditions race for two-year-olds. We haven't got a big field here, but I think we've got a really interesting field. Five horses representing top yards. You've got the likely favourite, I would have thought, is Charlie Appleby's horse, Good Fortune. This is a colt who ran in a couple of good novice races at Haydock and Newmarket before winning a Lingfield novice, as he liked, two starts back. He then finished third behind Boitron last time out in a listed race. He really sets the standard and might be tough to beat. Richard Hannon runs a nice horse, a Walk in the Sand, who I thought shaped with plenty of promise at this track on his debut just under 3 weeks ago. So Michael Stout has a horse called Laffy, who was a $150,000 yearling purchased by first season sire Noble Mission. Harry Dunlop's charge, he shouldn't be underestimated. That is Goldino Bello, who ran really well at Deauville when he was last seen. But I think Good Fortune should take this, and I would expect Walk in the Sand to follow him home. So maybe play a forecast in the 2:40. And then in the 3:15, this is undoubtedly the best race of the day. It's a listed race, run over a mile. We've got nine runners, and it looks well up to scratch. I'm particularly looking forward to seeing Owen Burrow's charge, though, Wadil Safa, back on the track. This is a horse we've only seen four times in his career to date, but he made a pretty striking impression, I thought, on his last start in handicap company at York. He absolutely bolted up from Get Knotted, who of course has done plenty to frank the form subsequently. He looks a horse who's well worth his place in a listed race. He's got an official rating of 110, and I think he'll be very, very tough to beat here. Others to consider, well, Zui Feng is a horse who has often saved his best for Ascot, which might be a slight concern, but I think his run style could well suit him here. He's a horse who in the past, of course, has won a Hunt Cup. He made just about all the running when he won the Hunt Cup last year. Now, we know that Sandown is a track that can suit horses that get on the front end, so he might be quite tough to pass, and he could give Wadil Safa the most to think about. Others to consider, the improving Richard Hannon filly Red Starlight, who's seeking a hat trick. You've got the Al Shakaboned Hathal, who is having his second start for Jamie Osborne, and one stepping out of handicap company that's got loads to find, but created a really nice impression last time out, and I think could well win a good handicap before too long, is the Emperor Within. He might just come up short in this class, though. I'll take Wadil Safa to continue on his upward curve.
Fantastic. Well, as always, Sean, great to get you on the podcast. Thank you very much for your selections, and hopefully a nice couple of winners along the way as well.
Let's keep fingers crossed.
Don't forget, William Hill Racing Radio will be live throughout the afternoon and in the evening as well. Join John Gibby, Tom Morley and Craig Forsyth as they guide you through Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.